Hello.
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 This is Marcos calling on
behalf of Opinion Research. Who?
We're doing a research on this year's ballot.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado on the Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
How certain are you to vote? Very certain. First of all, how would you rate the job Jerry's school district does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent. Can you hear me okay?
Do you have me on speaker?
My internet sometimes echoes. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
And overall, how would you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money voters approve in ballot issues wisely and as promised? Would you say very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
And how well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek schools? Very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Very well.
And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality of level of services provided?
Much too high.
And have you heard about, read about, or experienced the recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I have heard about it, yes.
And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Would you say that you can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, or you can pay this increase, but it really squeezes your budget, requiring cutbacks on other spendings, or you cannot afford this increase, it hurts your household finances badly, or it does not apply to the renter?
I cannot afford these increases, and it affects me badly.
As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer a $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have in your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
The middle one. It will help.
A small positive impact?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teacher and staff pay. Will you say yes or no for a $30 million schools mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 of home value? Would you vote yes or vote no?
I would vote yes. That helps the teachers and administration.
Okay. The second ballot issue will be a bond to provide new funds to increase school security, to expand mental health services, to construct new school buildings, to make repairs and renovations to existing schools, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $3 a month, equals to $36 a year per a $100,000 of assessed home in value? Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
Yes.
Okay. Opponents to the these ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are too high. We should reject increasing them by further for increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead cost, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statements?
I disagree.
Would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Next, here are a set of statements detailing the projects and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond would pay for. Rate each as definitely worth paying higher taxes for. Probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. To replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus through development, would you say is definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying?
Definitely worth.
Okay. A expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including building an advanced career pathways training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs. Would you say this is definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying taxes?
Definitely.
And to add a swimming pool at Overland High School, would you say this is definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying taxes?
Probably.
And to expand and remodel and remodernize the cafeteria area and pool at Eagle Crest? Would you say it's definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying taxes?
Okay, probably. I'm a little biased because my kids didn't go to that school.
Okay. And what about upgrades to school buildings, security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control? Would you say this is definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not?
Definitely.
Okay. And a upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD elementary schools are as needed, including paintings, carpets, windows, roof repairs, and heating slash air conditioning system replacements. Would you say this is definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying taxes?
Definitely.
And to redesign and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Laredo, okay?
Yes, Laredo definitely.
Middle School
Laredo,
with a
yes.
new building?
Yeah.
Okay. And to replace two small aging school buildings at Holly Hills, a new Cape Fifth grade elementary school?
Oh, I should... Definitely, I guess. Yeah.
And to expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathway, job skill, and technical training?
Definitely.
And upgrades to classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi?
Definitely. Those kids are smarter than me.
And,
so they need it.
Yeah, okay. And lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make. Rate each as very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond and the 30 million mil levy ballot issues.
Money. Okay.
Despite recent increases in state property taxes, none of that money comes back to local school districts. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. Would you say this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
To vote yes for the bond and the 30
yes.
million, okay.
Yes.
And Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely, and as promised, they can be trusted to execute the projects and the upcoming bond in a responsible cost-efficient way. Would you say this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would you say that it's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive to vote yes for the bond and the 30 million mill levy ballot issues?
Very persuasive.
Yeah, okay. What about expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying, in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other others that demand technology
yes.
skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And what about money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed projects since Cherry Creek School District's administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of their total budget? Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
What about acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintains its tradition of excellence now and into the future? Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
and
can you sound like kids are in Cherry Creek? anyway, keep going.
Okay, and to expand the types of job pathway skills taught at the Innovation Campus to include veterinarian tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia music and film production, and other in-demand skills. Would you say that's very persuasive?
Yep.
Okay.
Very. We need
and,
that.
What about school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old needed to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age? Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacements in the future. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And maintaining Cherry Creek School District's excellence will continue to support a solid property values for homes within the district. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops in their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep that tradition going. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Okay. And because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherry Creek schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and buildings replacements. It is up to the local residents to of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Okay, and opening a dedicated first-in-the-state teacher training and housing center gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And by approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
And Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operations. This includes public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous bonds. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Okay, and will you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every $100,000 of assessed home value?
Yes.
And having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs? If it increased property taxes by $3 a month, it equals to $36 a year per a $100,000 of assessed home value. Would you vote yes or would you vote no?
I'm thinking of the children. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Think the future.
What,
yes.
What is your age? 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
Gold. I'm 43, so whatever you said in that range.
Okay. And what was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11, 12 high school, business school, or some college graduate, or in a graduate school or graduate degree?
Graduate school.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 or under?
Yes.
And do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School districts?
Not anymore.
And do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District's schools?
I said I'm 43, man. Come on. You're not a grandma yet. No, I don't. No.
Okay. Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I am white.
Yeah, okay. And
Caucasian. I'm a muck. Is that what you want?
Okay. This concludes our survey. Your opinion is very important. I thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much, Mom. Have a wonderful
night.
Bye-bye.